All right, fans, get ready for some CFL bowl action.
Oh, yeah.
It's Voodoo versus Sodbusters.
Round 3.
Can you believe this is the 3rd year in a row these two powerhouses are facing off in the championship?
I know. Talk about a rivalry for the ages. It's New Orleans versus Fargo, and someone's got to break this tie.
Fargo took the first two, remember? Back in 60.
Oh, yeah. 34-31.
Real nail biter.
And last year wasn't any easier on the Voodoo.
Nope. 24-20. Fargo snagged another one.
So the question is, will New Orleans finally break the curse, or will Fargo just cement their dynasty?
Well, to get some insight, let's dive into the stats and see what they tell us about these two contenders.
All right, let's break it down.
Let's start with the reigning champs, those Fargo Sodbusters.
Ground and pound, baby.
That's their reputation, right? An unstoppable run game and a defense that just shuts you down.
That's Fargo in a nutshell.
So where do we even begin?
Well, you got to start with that rushing attack.
They're ranked number one in the league, right?
Oh, yeah. Averaging over 161 yards a game. That's not even mentioning they're second in the league in rushes per game.
Wow. Talk about commitment to the run.
They're averaging almost 35 rushes a game. It's a huge part of their identity.
But here's the thing. They're going up against the best defense in the league when it comes to points allowed.
You think they can keep up that dominance against the Voodoo's D? That's the big question.
It's the ultimate test, for sure.
We'll have to wait and see if their ground game can overcome that wall of a defense.
Now, their passing game, it's not exactly their bread and butter.
They're ranked 24th in pass attempts, so yeah, not exactly air it out kind of guys.
But they make those throws count, right?
Efficiency is the name of the game.
10th in the league in yards per attempt, 3rd in yards per catch. They're all about big plays.
They're not afraid to take those shots downfield when they need to.
But how do they create those opportunities?
Yeah.
Their defense.
Oh, for sure. Gonna mention those defensive ends.
Gage Daniels and Clyde Stye, right?
Those two are a nightmare for quarterbacks. Daniels wrapped up 10.5 sacks this season.
10.5? That's insane. And Stay.
Not too shabby himself. 5.5 sacks for Mr. Stay.
That's a combined 16 sacks. Those guys are gonna be key to watch in this game.
Absolutely. They can single-handedly disrupt any offense.
But let's zoom out a bit. Their overall defense, how do they stack up?
Well, they're 8th overall in yards allowed.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
But here's the thing. They're only 14th in rushing yards allowed.
That seems like a potential weakness, right? Especially going up against a team that loves to run the ball.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on, but don't forget, they're masters at bending but not breaking.
Right. And they make teams pay for their mistakes. That turnover margin, plus one, ranked 12th in the league, tells the story.
They force turnovers and they capitalize on them. It's a recipe for success.
All right, so we've got a good grasp on Fargo's strengths. Run the ball, pressure the quarterback, force turnovers. Now let's shift gears and head down south to New Orleans.
Those Voodoo, they're a different beast altogether.
Right. Let's dive into what makes them tick. They made it to the championship 3 years running, so they're doing something right.
Oh, yeah, they're the real deal, and it starts with their defense. Number one in the league in points allowed.
I mean, only giving up 17.4 points per game. That's just ridiculous.
It's a testament to their discipline and consistency.
They're not flashy, but they're effective.
Exactly. They're ranked 6th overall in yards allowed. They just don't give up much ground.
All right, but offense wins games, too. They've got to have a solid attack to be in this position.
And they do. One stat that jumps out is their completion percentage, 62.1%, tied for 4th in the league.
So they're not just chucking it up, hoping for the best.
Nope. They're precise, reliable. That consistency in the passing game is huge.
And who are the key players driving that passing attack?
Well, you got to start with the quarterback, Johnny Reed. He's got a stellar QB rating, over 3,500 passing yards, 23 touchdowns this season.
Impressive numbers for sure. But he's not doing it alone, right?
Not at all. His favorite target, that tight end, Antonio Sims. Man, that guy is a security blanket.
I've heard about this connection. What are we talking, stats-wise?
He caught 93 passes for 1,143 yards this season.
93 catches.
Yep, averaging over 12 yards per catch. That's a duo that Fargo needs to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. That connection could be the key for New Orleans, especially if Fargo's pass rush is as disruptive as we expect.
Now, let's flip the script and talk about that New Orleans defense again.
We know they're incredible overall, but can they handle that punishing Fargo run game?
That's the matchup to watch. But, you know, you can't talk about the Voodoo's D without mentioning Juan Luiso.
Oh, yeah. That right defensive end, he's a beast.
15.5 sacks this season and 23 hurries. This guy is a one-man wrecking crew.
If anyone can slow down that Fargo run game, It's Louisa.
He can force Fargo to abandon the run, which plays right into the Voodoo's strength.
It's strength versus strength. And that, my friends, is what championship football is all about.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Two incredibly strong teams, both hungry for victory. So the question on everyone's mind, who takes home the trophy?
Stick with us. We'll be back in a flash to analyze this matchup and give you our predictions for this epic CFL Bowl.
You won't want to miss it.
We are back.
It's CFL Bowl week.
And we are ready for
a Voodoo versus Sodbusters.
Round three, baby.
We broke down the stats.
We looked at each team.
But how do those strengths match up
against each other?
That's the real question.
Yeah, it's one thing to dominate in the regular season.
Right.
But the CFL Bowl, it's a whole different animal.
Sandra, you mentioned Fargo's love for the run.
Oh, yeah. They live and breathe that ground game.
Averaged over 160 rushing yards a game.
They did.
But they're up against a Voodoo defense that only allowed 17 points a game.
On average.
Nice best in the league.
So can Fargo impose their will on the ground? Or will that New Orleans D,
led by Juan Louiseau,
15 and a half sacks,
force them to become one-dimensional?
That's what I want to know.
Speaking of Louiseau.
Oh, man.
That guy.
Game changer.
He and that entire New Orleans defense,
what?
All season long.
Haven't given up much.
Sixth overall in total yards allowed.
You said it.
But let's not forget about Fargo's defense.
No way.
Gage Daniels.
And Clyde Stagg.
Combined for 16 sacks this season.
Those boys are hungry.
And they're looking to disrupt that.
Johnny Reed.
And the New Orleans passing game.
For sure.
Absolutely. Daniels and Stagg can cause some serious problems.
No doubt.
But Reed has got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah.
In Antonio Sims.
That tight end.
Over 90 catches.
Wow.
Over 1,100 yards.
That's a connection.
Fargo's going to need to break that up.
If they want to control this game.
Absolutely. And that's where those turnovers come in.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Fargo plus one turnover differential?
12th in the league.
They force mistakes.
And they make you pay.
And you know what they say?
What's that?
Defense wins championships.
Ain't that the truth?
Both these teams.
Built on defense.
So this one could come down to
who makes fewer mistakes?
And who can create those big turnovers?
You got it.
So, Sandra,
yeah.
With all that said,
uh-huh.
What's your expert opinion?
On how this game unfolds.
Exactly.
Well, Kent, I think this is going to be a close one.
Okay.
Hard fought.
Yeah.
You know, both teams have proven themselves all season.
Yeah.
And they're both coming in with something to prove.
A real clash of styles.
Exactly.
Fargo wants to control the clock.
Uh-huh.
Keep that defense fresh.
Right.
Force New Orleans into making mistakes.
I see where you're going with this.
And New Orleans,
yes.
They want to shut down that run game.
Okay.
Force Fargo to pass.
Make them one-dimensional.
And let Louiseau and that pass rush go to work.
Sounds about right.
So if you had to pick a point spread.
You want me to put myself out there?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say Fargo by a field goal.
3 points. Well, that's razor thing, Sandra.
It is. But you know it's the CFL Bowl, baby.
It wouldn't be the same without some drama.
No, sir.
So let's take it a step further.
Okay. Final score predictions.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
I'm going with Fargo to New Orleans 17.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a defensive slugfest.
Okay.
But ultimately, Fargo's experience and that run game, I think it'll be just enough
to get the win.
To that three-peat.
Experience, consistency, a knack for winning close games.
That's a Fargo.
You laid out a compelling case.
Nice.
But you know me, I love a good underdog story.
Oh, you're still going with New Orleans?
I am. I'm saying Voodoo 14, Sodbusters 13.
Wow, a 1-point difference.
A defensive battle for the ages.
I can see it now.
Coming down to the wire.
Uh-huh.
But the Voodoo, they find a way.
To get it done.
That's right.
Talk about a nail biter.
That's what championship football is all about.
Absolutely.
And remember, folks, this is just our opinion.
Right.
We want to hear from you.
Head over to our social media.
Tell us who you got.
Who's hoisting that CFL Bowl trophy?
And what's the final score?
We'll be back after the break to wrap it all up.
We are back, folks.
It's CFL Bowl time.
Moments away from kickoff.
I can't believe it's finally here.
Fargo Sodbusters.
Versus the New Orleans Voodoo.
3 years running.
An epic rivalry.
Fargo, looking for that historic three-peat.
Can you imagine?
And New Orleans.
They are hungry.
To claim their first title.
In this trilogy.
We dissected the stats.
We talked matchups.
And now.
Kickoff is just minutes away.
It's time for those final score predictions.
Let's do it.
Sandra, remind everyone what you got.
Okay, I'm sticking with my guns.
All right.
Fargo, Sodbusters 20. New Orleans Voodoo, 17.
So you're thinking.
Defensive battle.
Yeah.
Low scoring. But ultimately, Fargo's experience.
Right.
And that punishing run game.
You think they're going to wear down that Voodoo defense?
Yeah. And don't forget those turnovers.
Force those mistakes.
That's right.
And they know how to win these close games.
Fargo's got that championship pedigree.
You've made a strong case for the Sodbusters.
Thanks.
But you know me.
What's that?
I can't resist a good underdog story.
You're still riding with New Orleans.
I am.
What's that final score?
I'm saying New Orleans Voodoo 14.
Oh, okay.
Fargo Sodbusters 13.
A 1-point difference. You're really going out on a limb there, Kent.
It's going to be a defensive battle for the ages.
Oh, I can see it now.
Coming right down to the wire.
Uh-huh.
But the Voodoo, they find a way.
To pull off the upset.
That's right.
I love it. This is what makes this rivalry so exciting. You just never know what's going to happen.
3 years in a row.
Unforgettable moments.
And I have a feeling tonight will be no different.
So to all our listeners out there, get ready for a game that'll have you on the edge of your seat. Buckle up, because this CFL Bowl is about to kick off.
And that's a wrap for us on the CFL Matchup Show. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into one of the most exciting rivalries in pro football.
It's been a pleasure, Kent.
It's been a blast breaking down these two incredible teams.
And we can't wait to see who comes out on top.
Until next time, folks.
Keep on diving deep.